is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, boy. Tom and I, Tom, our producer, and I were talking about his truck, and we were diagnosing what might be wrong with it just before airtime. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Hey, good morning. How do you think?
If I were a betting man, Dr. Sheely, I would say you are blissed.
I am indeed. And you know why? I just finished I love writing my little quips that I get from my newsletter. I just finished one. This one is entitled, "Are antidepressants more harmful than useless?"
I think I know how that one came out.
And, you know, the latest, it just came out. They also increase the risk of type 2 diabetes. But, you know, we need more research.
So let's prescribe 20 years more.
Right.
And let's see how it works out. Antidepressants. So, Dr. Sheely, for those who of us who might not know your opinion on antidepressants, let's see, are there any sponsors that we can throw overboard? I mean, like in the first 10 minutes of the broadcast?
Every pharmaceutical mafia company in the world. Mm-hmm. I don't know one that I would trust to tell me the time of day.
Well, you know, I don't know how you did it, but what you're talking about is one of the things that I was hoping that we could cover today. And here's what I was thinking early this morning, that when we begin life, we all want to live. I believe we are programmed with the innate desire to live, to avoid harm, and to live as long as possible. I believe that. Do you think that's true, Dr. Sheely?
I agree totally. I think not only to do no harm, but actually we have an instinct to help other people.
I'm so glad you said that. And I totally agree. And here's where this thought process goes. But there's a post on our website that I just put up this morning that talks about doctor-assisted suicide, euthanasia. And euthanasia is legal in Europe, in the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg. Those are the three countries that allow, maybe even encourage, doctor-assisted suicide or euthanasia. Now, going back to our first statement, you and I think that we're not programmed that way from, you know, genetically. So that means that we would have to be convinced somehow to take our own lives. And I believe that there is some programming going on to tell people through this programming that, hey, it's okay to die. It's okay to kill yourself because, heck, you're in pain, you have a disease, you've lost some connections in your life, some networking, some social networking. Maybe you lost your job. And heck, you know, you really are useless. So here's a, you know, we've got a plan for you, and it'll all go away.
Painlessly.
Yeah, yeah. So, Dr. Sheely, have I fallen off my rocker, or is this something that is possible that through television, through the media, through movies, that through experimentation, through setting the precedent in foreign countries, that, you know, this is really, you know, the Netherlands, that they're really a first world country, and And they're leading. They're leading. So if you think, or Belgium, or Luxembourg, so if you want to die, that's good. Do you think it's possible that they've been programmed and we are being programmed through their leading example that death is okay? And go ahead and kill yourself. It's good.
Well, you know, it's an interesting way of looking at it, Vance. And you may well remember, you're so young, I'm not sure, but when Governor Lamb was governor of Colorado, he actually made a statement about older people getting out of the way and not plugging up the system.
Well,
I'm paraphrasing it, but essentially, yeah. You know, he said they shouldn't be overusing Medicare and that sort of thing. And of course, it brings it to a very, but you've raised an existential question. There is something called commission versus omission. And commission is actively pushing the trigger, so to speak. Omission is omitting those ridiculously life-prolonging but not saving approaches when one is, quote, terminally ill. I mean, it's a fine line sometimes. But once one is clinically beyond anything we know conceivably possible with drugs and other interventions, to me, that's the time to stop using those. On the other hand, I obviously have to say that if someone is in excruciating pain and has a terminal illness, I think it is ethical and helpful, not harmful, to give them adequate narcotics to make it comfortable for them.
And actually, that's completely different from, here's the trigger. Go ahead, squeeze it, because it'll be good for you and society, right?
Well, you know, I think that if we think about what's good for society, we'd get rid of most of Congress. That would be the best thing that could ever be done for society right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they are a problem. And tomorrow night, I'm going to Springfield, Dr. Shealy, and I'm going to introduce a bill. I haven't written the exact wording down, but it's very simple. It's a bill to the Missouri House, and it's just a one-sentence bill. It's very simple. Any representative who votes for any bill to become law without reading and understanding every single word is guilty of a felony punishable by not less than 10 years in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have 3 minutes to say this. So that's the first half of my 3 minutes. The second half of my 3 minutes is, and the reason we need to do this, is to prevent short elected representatives from being hung from tall trees. Because...
You're all hard, Vince.
Well, you know, Dr. Shealy, I think there's a movement afoot where people are furious. They're furious at these boneheads lying and cheating and stealing and doing things to us. Like saying it's okay to be addicted to these mind-altering drugs that will cause a person to be depressed.
Well, of course, it's not only, quote, okay in the legal sense, but encouraged.
Right, right. And I mentioned on a previous broadcast that I know a man, or I knew a man, who had a job. He had a government job, and he felt he was under a lot of pressure. And this was many years ago. And, you know, the stress was really, really tough. And maybe it is tough for some people to have these government jobs where they see person after person after person and they deny them whatever that person wants. So the government employee is in charge of saying, no, we can't do it, you know, we can't help you. And after a while, maybe it does have an impact on a person. But this man, this middle-aged man, was prescribed antidepressants. And he took them, and the more he took, the more he became depressed. And ultimately, he drove to the top of a bridge on the East Coast, a very, very tall bridge. Parked his car at the top of the bridge, put his four-way flashers on, took his wallet out of his pocket, put it on the dashboard, and jumped off the bridge. And lived. He ended up in the hospital. He got all patched up, and he got home after, I guess, maybe a month or two. And then he was on his antidepressants to make sure he was safe. And he and his wife had breakfast, and they were both going to work early in the morning. They had breakfast together, as they usually did. And he was acting a little weird. And so she left for work first, and he kind of stayed behind. And she thought, nah, something's not right. So she turned around, drove her car back home. His car was still in the driveway. And she was looking for him. And she found him. He hung himself in the basement.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, I think that we can be programmed to do the unthinkable to ourselves.
Well, I agree, of course. And yet, there again, let's look at this. So there is nothing that I would do personally to take my life.
Mm-hmm.
But if I reach a stage of being unable to take care of myself, you know, I don't want any super-duper attempts to, quote, save me. And my personal choice, and I think this is an ancient tribal custom, you know, sometimes that you sort of went off into the woods to die.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than going off into the woods to die, I prefer to go in my bedroom and close the door and turn on the Gregorian chants.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't do anything active. On the other hand, I wouldn't allow tubes and IVs and all kinds of breathing machines and all that kind of stuff.
Well, another piece of this, Dr. Shealy, is the Middle Easterners who have been convinced that, you know what, if you just strap these explosives on, and you won't even feel a thing, you know, you won't feel a thing. Just strap these on and go into that crowd and hit the button. And what a reward, you know. You're going to get 72 virgins and everything's going to be just great. And, you know, you get it.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how hostile President Obama is to people of biblical faith and the Bible? On November 2010, Obama misquotes the national motto, saying it is E Pluribus Unum, rather than In God We Trust, an established law by the federal government. We'd like to help you understand this in the light of Bible prophecy and where it's taken us. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your one-year free subscription.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I was just checking the calendar during the break, and on October 11th, second hour, the freeze-dry guy is going to be with me. We're going to talk about stories, Army stories. He was in the U.S. Army, and he doesn't like to talk about what he did. So if he wants to tell us, we'll let him tell us. But very interesting man, very interesting. And he and I were on the phone last night. He called me. We talked for about an hour. He's a really good guy. So if you are considering freeze-dry food, please consider freeze-dry guy. On Mondays, we have the meetup at Ziggy's in Springfield, Missouri, and you're all invited, unless, of course, you're a politician. But if you'd like to join us, Mondays, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. And this Monday, we're going to talk about the music industry. We wanted to show a video last Monday, but we ran out of time showing the first video called Agenda. But we're going to talk about the the music industry and what happens to young people who are talented and how they are coerced into becoming these gyrating images that we see on stage, and how they stick their tongues out and how they are tattooed and pierced. And they seem to have lost all sense of morality. We're going to talk about why that is and the connection to the New World Order. That's Monday. This Monday at Ziggy's, 5:30. You're all welcome to come, unless, of course, you're a politician. Government employees, you'll need to show your ID. Dr. Shuley?
I love those little afterthoughts. Which were big.
But, but you know they're true, right?
You bet. I'm all the way with you, Big Blue.
So, in World War II, Dr. Shuley, my dad was volunteered for the U.S. Army, and he was a sergeant, and he was on a troop ship, a flotilla, headed toward the Philippines. And his flotilla was strafed by Japanese Zeros. And what would happen is these fighter-bomber planes would attack the U.S. ships, and they would try to drop their bomb carefully to sink a ship. And they would have a machine gun, and they would shoot and shoot and shoot at the ships until they ran out of bombs and cartridges. So when they were empty and they couldn't fight anymore, they were convinced by their commander that what you do is you pick out the ship of your choice and you dive right into it. And there's critical spots where you pick out critical locations and you dive into it and you commit suicide. So what I'm saying, Dr. Shuley, is we have been led to believe that killing ourselves can be a really good thing. The Japanese did it. We have some Middle Easterners doing it. It's happened in history, and we see it. And I believe we're being encouraged to do it more and more and more, because I believe they're saying, do you know how much oxygen we can save if we have people kill themselves?
Well,
What do we do to resist this?
I consider it psychosis. I think it is national, social, political psychosis. But other than that, it's just like...
Yeah. What I'm saying, Dr. Shuley, is I don't believe it's okay for a son to kill his mother out of mercy.
Well, of course not. It's not okay to kill yourself, let alone somebody else.
Yeah, well, that's what people are being led to by this programming. They're in pain. They're in pain, so let's end the pain by killing the person. That's where this topic is going. That's the programming that I see coming out of the media. Let's eliminate these useless oxygen consumers. It's wrong, Dr. Shuley. It is flat out wrong to even think of this.
I am totally, 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 totally with you.
Okay.
You need another one.
Okay. And by the way, euthanasia is up 13% in Holland. It's up 13%. 4,180.
Well, of course, it brings us to several related issues.
You want to talk about them on the other side?
You bet.
Okay, Dr. Shuley and I are talking about euthanasia. Up 13% in Holland. 4,188 killed last year. Assisted suicide. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. And Dr. Shuley, I was reading a post on the internet about an increasing number of young people harming themselves. For example, in the United Kingdom, there are about 13,000 young girls. I'm talking the ages of 15 to 19 who are harming themselves. They are hurting themselves intentionally, and they're saying that this is because of the increased pressures that they are experiencing from society. And that ties into depression. We were talking about depression, and in the United Kingdom there are about 80,000 children diagnosed with depression. We didn't have these problems when we were growing up, did we, Dr. Shuley?
No. I mean, it might have been 1% compared to today.
Yeah.
Things have changed for many, many reasons, and most of them start at the government.
Well, like yeah. And, that, You know, we keep coming back again and again to pointing to the government. You know, it used to be that we had the best food supply in the world, the best safety. You know, we look at, you know, England and other countries that we considered, you know, pretty close to us in stature, and they had all kinds of food problems and contaminations and toxins and pathogens, and we didn't seem to have it. And I'm talking like the 1950s and 60s. But now when we have an outbreak, it affects hundreds of millions of eggs, you know, chicken eggs, and it involves tons and tons of contaminated meat. You're right, the government is not looking out for us, and they're causing more problems by the second. Which brings me to the point about the government shutdown, Dr. Shealy. Our national parks are closed because of this government shutdown. Now, I think the government shutdown is a really good thing. I really do.
I think it's wonderful, and I think everybody in the country should write every congressperson they know or represents them and tell them, shut down 90% of the government, we'll be better off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And here's an interesting component of that. The White House is furloughing three-quarters of the employees because they're considered non-essential. Now,
here's a lot.
Here's my question: if they are non-essential, and they're officially designated non-essential, what are we doing employing them? Why would we have them as employees in the first place? Now, I can't think. Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Shealy: when you had a medical practice, did you say, you know what? There's a person we don't need to hire, so let's bring him on. I mean,
I remember in D.C.
I remember working for the bank, and the boss came up to me and said, "Got a new guy. Vinny, we're going to get you some help." I said, "Really? Yeah, we're going to get you some help." And I said, "Well, I don't need any help. You know, the team is fine. We've got everybody we need. Is there something we're not doing?" No, you're doing fine." "Okay, so why are we getting help from my department?" And the boss said, "Well, you know," he kind of talked all around it. And basically, we were hiring somebody we didn't need for a political reason. Literally, a political reason, we hired somebody that we didn't need. And that was the first time I ever heard of anything like that. But there was a financial reason why the bank did it, because this guy was related to the man, his father was going to become mayor of the city. And that was a good thing to hire his son as he was going to become mayor, because our bank would get favors. So, you know, that there was a financial reason for it. We were going to get government subsidies at the bank, or we were going to get favors at the bank because we were getting in bed with the government. But maybe that's what this is all about. Maybe that's why three-quarters of the people who work for work at the White House are getting preferential treatment and favors because they're related to somebody or know somebody, just like that case when I worked at the bank. But Dr. Shealy, the national parks are closed, and those are parks that belong to us, we the people. Now, a group of World War II veterans, I'm talking 80-year-olds, the greatest generation, as they've been called, they stormed the Washington World War II Memorial because they were on an honor flight from the Gulf Coast. And they flew in there to visit the World War II Memorial. Now, many of these men were in wheelchairs. And they arrived, and the memorial was barricaded off. It was tied with police red tape and barricades. And just as in World War II, they took charge. We're talking about men in wheelchairs took charge. And they opened up the barricades. And I believe that if we follow their lead, we can take America back, because they showed us that men in wheelchairs without guns went against they defied the federal government. The Germans and the Japanese couldn't contain them, and neither could our federal government by telling them they could not go to the World War II memorial. I think it's awesome, Dr. Shealy. I am in favor of them. I support them. And these are 80-year-olds who are showing us that we can take back America. We just have to follow their lead. Support them. And
I'm with you. All the way again. I don't think we've ever had a significant disagreement, as a matter of fact. That
I'm trying to think if we've had a disagreement, Dr. Shealy.
Well, I mean, you know, I think we philosophically are absolutely on the same page, all the way big blue.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Now, our veterans who served to defend America in World War II, we were attacked by the Japanese. Well, our veterans, my father served and fought the Japanese. He enlisted because he felt it was his duty to defend America. Well, those are the men who are leading the charge again. They are brave, and to top it off, our federal government is threatening these men with arrest, because they dared to cross the barrier that said they couldn't attend our memorial in Washington, D.C., honoring the veterans, honoring the men who visited on an honor flight and their chaperones. They visited this, and it may be the last time in their lives that they could do something like this. They visited the memorial, honoring them, and they're being threatened by the federal government, threatened of arrest. It is an outrage. Outrage. And I hope, you know, I'm wondering what the spark might be for us to rally and take back America. This could be the spark, Dr. Shealy. This could be.
Well, I hope it can, because otherwise we are doomed.
I mean,
if we could cut even 75% of government, just 75%, we could pay off the national debt within 10 years or less.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Dr. Shealy, last Thursday, I was at an event where I proposed some legislation to the Missouri State House of Representatives. And there was a man there who was in charge of the department. Now, this is a Missouri department. He was in charge of the department that reviews legislation for constitutionality. And I could see that the three Missouri representatives were stonewalling us. And I really didn't like it. So, you know, in behavior that is not uncharacteristic of me, I decided to cut.
Don't guess what that is, folks. You know.
I said to this guy, I mean, I cut right to the chase. I said, how much does the person who makes the most amount of money in your department make? And that was my question. He said, I think he said $60,000 to $65,000. I said, okay. How much does the person who makes the least make in your department? He said, $30,000 to $35,000. I said, how many of them are there? And he said, 16. And I said, I'll tell you what. There's a group of people, about 50 people there. I said, I propose that, or I suggest that you fire them all. And just, you stay there. Just one of you. And you'll create such a bottleneck in your department that no representative would even consider writing legislation that's more than one sentence. Because if it's longer than that, you wouldn't be able to tell if it was constitutional, and it would be a bottleneck, and no bills would even get reviewed to be considered for passage. And silence. I can't believe it. Absolute silence. So I recommended, you know, you were talking about getting rid of 90%. Well, I actually recommended something very close to that last Thursday publicly. And I suggested he fire his entire department. And I was being very kind by saying, you know, we'll let you stay. What I really meant, but I didn't say it, was let's keep the $35,000 guy and the rest of you, including you, need to be fired. Dr. Seeley, there's a very interesting story on the internet, and it deals with Legionnaires' disease. Legionnaires' disease. What's happening in the United Kingdom is people are buying commercially produced compost in bags. Like somebody might go to one of these big box stores or the Chinese factory outlet and buy compost. Well, in the United Kingdom, there are commercial bags of compost that were traditionally made with peat moss and peat, and people would open those bags and put them on their garden and their flowers and so forth. Well, they're getting sick. Some have died. When we come back, I'd like to talk about handling that and what your thoughts are in handling compost, because they've changed the composition. And now it can be deadly handling compost. I'm not saying in the United States, but in the United Kingdom, it's a problem. Dr. Seeley and I will be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguide.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguide.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguide.com? Good. Go to freezedryguide.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Shuley and I are talking about Legionnaire's disease, and people have died in the United Kingdom because they're using compost, commercially produced compost that you buy in these big bags at the box type stores. And there is a bacteria or a pathogen that seems to do very well in it. They've changed the composition from being made with peat to using bark and sawdust. Now, you just heard an advertisement for Terraganics. I know Eric Lancaster. He's Senior Vice President of Terraganics, and he recommends recycling your own food waste and vegetable waste and so forth, and you can avoid purchasing commercially produced compost. So, Dr. Shuley, there are things that we need to be concerned about when we put our hands in this compost and spread it around, respiration and those kinds of things. What do you suggest we consider doing to minimize the effect of getting these pathogens in our respiratory system or through our skin or cuts or things like that? What can we do?
Well, if there's any dust, so to speak, if they're really dry, then I think you really ought to wear a protective mask.
Okay.
And that's true whether it's compost or even hay of various kind. I like prairie grass hay, for instance, for mulching in my garden. And it's very dusty. And it's a wonderful mulch, but it is better to wear a mask if you don't want to inhale it. On the other hand, I have been using compost, which is a combination of cow or horse, sometimes chicken manure, with all kinds of kitchen waste and garden waste. And I compost it for a minimum of a year, but I've been using that for the last 68 years and will continue.
And it works great, right?
Oh, it's terrific. I wouldn't think of buying, you know, commercial so-called fertilizer instead.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, I got a little off topic. I received a call from a man who lived in Canada, and he told me he had an advanced case of cancer. And this was years ago, and we talked about it, and I said, do you know what might have caused it? And he said, oh, yeah, I know exactly what caused it. He said that he worked in the mining industry, and what they did was they took timbers that were pressure-treated with arsenic, and they would take a chainsaw or a saw, and they'd cut them up, and the airborne particles of this pressure-treated lumber were inhaled by all the guys working, you know, shoring up the mine. And then he said, yeah, and also, you know, we had a lot of growth, and we used insecticides, we used herbicides, And so basically he said he sprayed poisons and herbicides, and he inhaled it, and he got it every way he could possibly get it, through his skin, through his respiratory tract, every way. And so he blamed it on that. So when we talk about these particles, this dust that we can inhale, there are living organisms in some of it, right, Dr. Shealy? That could be absolutely deadly.
With living organisms, and of course, if there's been pesticides or herbicides, maybe worse than the living organisms is the poisons, like arsenic.
Yeah.
You know, even a thing can only eat so much arsenic and survive.
Right, right. Is it more dangerous to inhale a toxin on average, or get it on our skin? Which is the most? Where are we the most susceptible to a toxin, Dr. Shealy? Through our blood, through a cut?
It depends on the poison, if you will.
Yes.
Of course, the skin, of course, does absorb remarkable amounts of things like this. But if you drink it, eat it, or swallow it, or breathe it, it unquestionably, it's in. You don't have to worry about whether or not it gets in through the skin. It's in. So in general, it's going to be more toxic taking it in. But it's all relativity.
There you go, class. Dr. Norman Shealy and I are going to be right back. And Dr. Shealy, if you've got something that you'd like to share with us, that'd be great. And we can start with that. And I've got a bunch of questions that I've received. So coming up on the other side of this top of the hour news and commercial break, Dr. Shealy and I will be right back. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com.
My name is Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.